following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
A39 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. I really didn't know there was going to be another 2 inches this morning. I knew we were supposed to get a little bit of snow. It's so frustrating. The neighbor across the way, he has the snow thrower out. Now we back over it with cars and it gets all packed down and it's going to be a mess when I try to clean it up tonight. I am just about ready to spit blood. I'm telling you. And I am noticing it's not just me. People are just surly. They just can't take this anymore. It's 11 degrees right now. Is that what I just saw somewhere? I thought I saw that somewhere. I don't know. It's cold. It's snow. It's cold. It's March 4th. Deep frost line. Once it does start melting, it's got nowhere to go. You know, we really need to push the button on that San Diego option, Jason. You've sold me on San Diego. I don't know why. There are all sorts of places in the Sun Belt. San Diego is nice. Hell, for that matter, with technology today, we could do it from Punta Cana. I mean, we could do it anywhere. I said that because a friend is vacationing there. Actually, she's back. It's just anywhere. All right, enough of that. I've got a couple of things to get to this half hour. The one I'm going to spend the most time on is one that I've spent a lot of time on in recent months, but haven't spent a lot of time on in recent days. That would be the controversial proposed Walmart in downtown Green Bay. Today, of course, some think is going to be a watershed day in terms of what the prospects are for the future of that store. Green Bay City Council tonight considers the Walmart issue. The local paper did a very unofficial and very sketchy canvas of where aldermen sit on this. I mean, I can give you all the backstory, but you know what it is. It's there are rezoning and other measures needed if Walmart's going to continue to be greenlighted for the 154,000 square foot store. And if you listen to this show with any regularity, I don't have to give you too much backstory on that. According to their canvas, those supporting are one, Alderman Tom Duane, leaning toward support, Alderman Tom Sladek, opposing just about everybody else, Jerry Wisbitsky, Tim Duane, Amy Kocha, David Boyce, Mark Steuer, leaning toward opposition, Joe Moore, undecided, Jesse Burnett, Brian Danziger could not be reached, Alderman Andy Nicholson, Jim Warner. Now, what I want to do in this segment is a couple of things. One, I want to burst the bubble of the Walmart haters who think that this is going to end tonight. It's not. I can tell you that Walmart believes that the old Larson Canning property, is an ideal location for a store of this size. They don't pull this stuff out of thin air, as I've said ad nauseum. They have market research to show that. Here is what I believe. There is no way that they get the vote that they want tonight, they being Walmart. I do not see that happen. So the option then would be they don't get what they want and it's tough going from here on out, but not impossible, right? Maybe, maybe not. It's also possible they could play for overtime. What do I mean by that? Another option is council would delay any decision on this. I'm not saying that's a strong possibility. I don't know what the odds of that are. I'm just saying it's possible they could get a vote to delay. I will tell you a vote to delay would be nearly as good as a victory for Walmart because that would likely put it into the next council after April. It's entirely possible, and I believe it's entirely probable, that the face of the new council will be such that it will be more friendly to Walmart. That's what I believe. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just saying that's a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I do want to do something else. I want to go through some of the points, particularly claims that Mayor Jim Schmidt has made. And I haven't spent a lot of time on this, on one particular element here. Jim has claimed that On Broadway Incorporated hasn't done enough to market this property. And by the way, Jim has said he would gladly have the city take it back and assume the $3 million debt and take it completely off the tax rolls. He's fine with that. Well, of course he is. And he's also fine with the millions in cleanup and other costs any other developer is going to put on the city that Walmart isn't. I think it could approach $10 million all told, or darn near to it. Jim is perfectly fine with it. For sure, $6 to $7 million. I think it's closer to 10. But anyway, Jim is perfectly fine with the city assuming that, with no promise at all of a development ever going there. He's willing to do that. In this, he has claimed repeatedly that On Broadway's marketing efforts have been lax or have been virtually non-existent. And the city, once it gets control of that property, which I argued was the plan all along, and Jim isn't even denying that anymore, that, well, when we get our hands on it, we'll market that thing right. That is a misperception bordering on a lie. I should say a misrepresentation bordering on a lie. On Broadway has aggressively marketed this property. And Walmart provides some background into their dealings in this process, which we'll get to in just a moment. But Jim has been saying that, look, he just doesn't think Walmart's the best use. You know all of this. He wants the mixed-use development, which wouldn't necessarily be a tax-based generator or a business of any kind. It might be something the city basically pushes. However, toward that end, he says, look, that would be ideal, but On Broadway, they've just sat with their thumbs you know where and waited for Walmart to come along. Well, this is Walmart's perspective. They first met with Larson Green Governing Board, including the three members, of course, appointed by Mayor Schmidt, over a year ago. It was January 2013. Now, this all popped in August publicly, but this was January 2013. To negotiate the letter of intent submitted in December 2012 and laid out the 150,000 square foot store. At that meeting, Walmart was encouraged to move forward, and they, as you know now, signed a purchase contract in June of 2013. City representatives did not inform Walmart of their opposition to Walmart's plans until August of 2013. August of 2013. While 8 months after its initial meeting, Walmart had incurred significant expense investigating the Larson Green site. Walmart reconsidered alternate sites at Schmidt's request. And they said, look, they're too far from the downtown population base that Walmart seeks to serve and too close to one of their existing stores, the Mason Street on the west side. If any retailer locates a second store too close to an existing store, it's not going to work. But as for the marketing, On Broadway, I'm telling you, since June 2007, aggressively, and I could read you the whole list, but I'm just telling you, they aggressively marketed that property. Jim is just not being honest about that. There's no takers. Jim knows there's no takers. Given there's no takers, whatever development does end up there, a lot of it's going to be on the city's back, and I honestly think it's going to end up being a public project. That's preposterous to walk away from the revenue. Now, we've talked about the rest. Why won't they modify their plans? By the way, Lisa Nelson, spokesperson for Walmart, has a guest commentary in today's paper. And she covers a lot of this ground, too. But, look, they have made plan changes. They are willing to make future changes. And she alludes to something that I've heard some whispers about, an element of it that would pay tribute to cultural heritage. I don't have a lot of details on that, but it sounds as though it would be very, very attractive. But the reality is, anything smaller than what they are proposing would fail. The retail and food store mix, the traditional Walmart Supercenter, would succeed. But here is what happens if the city says no to Walmart. If they just say no, and Walmart go away. Now, their estimate is the financial impact would be between $3 million to $11 million of cost of the city and whoever develops the site. There's no way it's on that low end. The city has to assume that $3 million debt. Then you have all of the things Walmart is willing to do on its own. There's power lines. There's cleanup. And by the way, I need to say this. There is a radio ad running in this market which suggests Walmart wants TIF money, tax incremental financing. That's false. That is a false ad in the way it suggests that Walmart would require TIF money for this project. They're not. There are other incentives any other developer's going to want. And if the city assumes it comes off the tax base, this is insane. It is simply insane. There's going to be all sorts of things other developers are going to want Walmart's not asking for. I've said it before. I have, in 30 years in covering news and doing talk radio, I have never seen anything like this. So, in my opinion, the reason Lisa Nelson has that piece today, and I think Walmart's strategy is, they're going to press on. And in the story where they canvass the votes, the local paper essentially had that as well, that Alderman David Boyce says, because Walmart representatives met privately last week with several individual aldermen, Boyce believes the retailer intends to continue pushing for the new store after Tuesday's vote. Yeah, they absolutely do. And I think that the only way that this gets done is if one way or the other, it's with the new council. And if they just outright lose the vote tonight, Walmart is going to regroup, and they're going to continue to try to place a store there. Why? Well, why are they so persistent? What? Because Jason goes, because it's going to make a whole lot of money for them. Yes, that reality angers a lot of people. And I have one more thought to say on this. I am so tired of people saying this isn't about hating Walmart. It is about hating Walmart. And Jim Schmidt, if you think you have separated yourself from that, you're nuts. If you really don't think that that is the way you are now perceived, and the Walmart haters, if you don't think they see you as one of their own, you're nuts. And if the next time Jim is up for re-election, that thing is a big empty over there. Jason says he's hearing that throughout the city. There are people who hate Walmart, and there are people who realize, okay, look, this is what the downtown needs. And I alluded to it earlier. I think that you might also see further proposals from Walmart, which will make it so attractive in terms of design that anybody who rejects this may pay a price. I will do everything I can to make sure that they do. You can rest assured of that. I don't think the chances are all that good for them getting a straight-up vote the way they want it tonight. In fact, I don't think that's going to happen. I think a delay would be a big victory. I don't know what the chances are of that. One way or the other, Walmart's going to persist, and they're going to try to work with a new council. That's what I believe. But those of you who gleefully think this is going to go away after tonight, Walmart's not going away. And they're not being this persistent just to bleep you off if you hate Walmart. They're doing it because it makes good business sense. If it makes good business sense for Walmart, it makes good business sense for the city of Green Bay. And by the way, Jim Schmidt said something very arrogant when he was on this show a while back. Well, you know, we've had some success downtown, and, you know, we know what we're doing, you know. We know what we're doing. Yeah, you got some right, so that means you can't be incredibly wrong on a big one. You're incredibly wrong on a big one. And it was very arrogant to suggest otherwise. All right, a couple of other things quickly. Last week, I mentioned that it looks like no Democrat's going to challenge Reid Ribble. Yesterday, there was a front-page story to that effect. That, no, they can't find anyone. And they quote, I think it's the local Democratic Party chair, say they've been trying since 2012 to find someone to run against Reid Ribble, and they're not just going to put up a sacrificial lamb. I think there's about a 75% chance now that he's going to run unopposed. That means there's a 25% chance he won't. That would be stunning in a district that's always, always very competitive. All right, I want to say a couple of things. I want to say thank you to listeners on two fronts. One, I'm getting emails from people who are having success on proactive weight loss solutions. Glad to hear it. I've been in a transitional two-week period. I start up again in earnest tomorrow. And going very well. I've lost about 30 pounds. I'm also getting emails from people, so I'm glad when I get tips. Jerry, you're saying the number too fast. I really want to call Dr. Litwin, but you're saying the number too fast. To find out about proactive weight loss solutions and how you can lose as much weight as I did in a short period of time, keep the music a little low here, Jason. 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. Find out if it's right for you. It's 856.
Could get an alert on your phone or at an email at work, and you could know